Tampa's indigenous guerrilla noise music scene has been around for several years now, but it's not easy to find. Aside from a few official shows at places like the now-closed Flight 19 or downtown Tampa's Cafe Hay, most of the shows happen outside, on the street, in a park, or recently, along the Tampa Trail in Northwest Hillsborough County.
This is the Bloodfest right now. It's a live concert. Well, this is year 8. We're recording this near 2010. 2003, the first one was in a garage. It's evolved, de-evolved, become more deranged. Since then, day show outside, guerrilla style, night show, maybe somewhere a little bit more comfortable, but not necessarily. Sub-underground music.
That's Carlos Gonzalez, CEO of Cheapo Records and local free outdoor guerrilla show pioneer. The shows are typically powered by generator and include circuit boards, tape loops, and homemade instruments as often as guitars and drums. Previous shows have taken place at bus stops, under bridges, along Bayshore Boulevard, and in the parking lot of the Mons Venus.
There are no limitations, I mean, in a lot of different aspects of life. And when it comes to the arts, only being able to play in clubs or only being able to play in bars or sanctioned areas limit who can play in those places. And that really stifles, you know, the wellspring of what's out there. So these shows, taking it to the street yourself, allows you to do what you want to do without having these restrictions put upon you. It's music, and it's in a freer sense than a commercial sense.
That's Stuart Kincaid, or S2K as he's known on stage, which is typically a sidewalk or a patch of grass somewhere. He says that although this music is rooted in a traditional punk, anti-corporate, do-it-yourself ethic, these generator shows span several genres of music and have evolved into conceptual performance art pieces.
Well, it's not just specifically any kind of music that's being played. These are all different kinds of people doing all different kinds of things, and there's no real specific genre. Do I think it's more important than other music? Yeah, I think it's more real than a lot of the music. I mean, the motivations for doing this are a lot different than bands that are trying to make careers or playing, you know, whatever else. This is more about creativity than, you know, commerciality.
Bands like Ant Parade typically perform a 5-minute set. Sometimes shows are small, 3 or 4 bands, but sometimes, as with Bloodfest, over 20 acts from Tampa and around the country show up to play. There is no stage. Bands play at crowd level, with a generator humming nearby. For more information on outdoor generator shows going on out there, check out cephiastreet.com. Reporting from a guerrilla noise show, along the Tampa Trail in Northwest Hillsborough County, I'm Kelly Benjamin for WMNF News.